Death penalty proceedings could wrap up as early as today for one of the men convicted in the embassy bombings trial in New York. The same jury that convicted Mohammed al-Awali of blowing up the U.S. embassy in Nairobi, Kenya, will decide whether he will be sentenced to death. Later, the same jury will hear separate death penalty proceedings for a co-defendant convicted of a nearly simultaneous bombing in Tanzania. The twin explosions killed 224 people. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Lawyers for 24-year-old Mohammed al-Awali called no witnesses during the guilt phase of the trial. Yesterday, in the penalty phase, they called one witness, Ramsey Clark, attorney general under President Johnson. Clark is now a human rights activist and has traveled to Iraq a dozen times in the decades since the Gulf War. To save their client's life, defense lawyers are trying to show that al-Awali's motivation in bombing the Nairobi embassy was to stop economic sanctions and U.S. airstrikes against Iraq. Ramsey Clark told the jury that the U.S. bombing of Iraq in 1991 created a catastrophe of enormous magnitude, and he said ongoing U.N. sanctions have had a devastating effect on children's health. Clark estimated that at least 250 Iraqi children die every day as a result of malnutrition or disease. The conditions in Iraq, Clark testified, are a matter of daily discussion and daily media coverage in the Muslim world. The defense appears to be making the case that al-Awali, who's a Saudi, would have been well aware of the situation in Iraq and was moved to bomb the embassy because of it. On cross-examination, prosecutors asked Ramsey Clark about an affidavit he submitted on behalf of an indicted co-conspirator in the bombing plot. Clark said in that affidavit that defendant Khalid al-Fawaz should not be extradited from Britain to stand trial in the United States because he would have, quote, little or no chance of receiving a fair trial. Clark blamed inflammatory media coverage of Arabs, intense prejudice, and demonization of Islam. And he said in New York, with its large Jewish population, quote, there will not be a real effort to choose a jury free of preconceptions and prejudice. Several jurors appeared to grimace when they heard Clark's characterization of their ability to be open-minded. The defense also played several videotapes for the jury, documentaries about the Gulf War and sanctions against Iraq, and they showed a videotaped interview with Dennis Halliday, the former UN official in charge of humanitarian aid in Iraq. Halliday said he quit his post in protest because the sanctions amount to, in his words, genocide. Prosecutors claim the embassy bombings were ordered by accused terrorist Osama bin Laden, whose stated aim was to drive the U.S. from the Saudi peninsula. The embassies were attacked on the 8th anniversary of the day that then-President George Bush first sent U.S. troops to the Gulf after Iraq invaded Kuwait. The defense offered several other mitigating factors on al-Awali's behalf. They're trying to show that other members of the alleged conspiracy, those higher up than al-Awali with more direct involvement, will not face the death penalty. The defense also presented statements al-Awali made to the FBI, in which he said he wanted the bomb to be placed in front of the embassy or underneath it, not behind the building, so that there would be more damage to the embassy and to Americans and less to Kenyans. And al-Awali's lawyers introduced another part of his confession, in which he said he intended to martyr himself in the bombing, quote, to wipe away the tears of the mothers whose children had been murdered by American policy around the world. The jury must be unanimous if the death penalty is to be imposed. If there is just one dissenter, the judge will sentence al-Awali to life in prison without parole. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.